Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, not surprisingly, have some pretty different ideas about what to do in terms of fiscal policy. Trump wants to cut a whole slew of taxes, although he also wants to raise some tariffs. Harris, on the other hand, wants to spend more and tax a whole bunch more. But the one thing that the two have in common is that their proposals, to the extent that we understand them right now, their proposals would both add significantly to the federal deficit and to the national debt, which I don't have to tell you already exceeds $35 trillion. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. This week, we're going to take a bit of a deep dive into, the basics of what we know about what Trump and Harris want to do on fiscal policy, and it's a little bit difficult to put these pieces together because on one hand you've got Vice President Harris, who has kind of famously not given any interviews yet since becoming the nominee. She is actually scheduled to give one to CNN later today, a few hours after we get done recording this, so we'll see what comes from that. There's no policy page on her website yet. We're still waiting to see kind of details of what the campaign has been filtering out through the media in drips and draps so far. On the other hand, former President Donald Trump, also not a guy necessarily known for reading through detailed white papers or spelling out all sorts of sensible and well-thought-out economic opinions either. So this is not a policy-heavy campaign. Despite all of that, the budget crunchers, the number crunchers at the Penn Wharton budget model at the University of Pennsylvania have done their best, and they put out two reports this week, one looking at each of the two candidates on fiscal policy and where they would stand. Let's start with Trump. The Penn Wharton budget model says that Trump's proposals, the ones that are out there so far, would add an estimated $5.8 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. Most of Trump's deficit increasing policies are the result of proposed changes to taxes to reduce Americans' tax burdens. He's called for permanently extending the 2017 tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts, of course. That would add an estimated $4 trillion to the deficit over the next decade, unless, of course, Trump comes up with offsetting spending cuts, which so far we haven't heard anything about. He's also proposed to cut to eliminate taxes on Social Security benefits and on tips, and that would add another $1.2 trillion, maybe a little more than that, to the deficit as well. But there's an added wrinkle here. Now, the tax cuts proposed by Trump would boost economic growth and offset some of the costs of those other proposals. So when you take those so-called dynamic effects into account, when you factor in a growing economy, that would show that Trump would add only about $4 trillion to the debt instead of 5.8 over 10 years. So he's still certainly the budget that Trump would propose, or it looks like he's proposing, is not balanced, adding to the debt over the course of the decade. But there is at least that benefit there of positive economic growth that limits some of the damage he's proposing to do. You got to keep that in mind when we get to Harris's side of the ledger. So let's flip over to what Harris is proposing to do. The Penn Wharton budget model says that she would ring up an estimated $1.2 trillion in larger deficits over the next decade, and that is primarily by increasing government benefits. Now, Harris has come out in support of expanding the child tax credit and a series of other welfare programs that are delivered via the tax code. All of that together would add about $2.3 trillion to the deficit, according to this Penn Wharton analysis. However, she reduces that deficit impact because she's also planning to increase the corporate income tax, which would offset some of that deficit spending because it would increase federal revenues by about $1 trillion. Now, this is where we get to the big difference between the two plans. Remember, Trump's tax cuts would boost the economy and would ultimately reduce the amount of damage he's doing to the deficit. On the other side of things, Harris's proposed tax increases naturally have the opposite effect. And so as a result of those tax increases, she would add about $2 trillion to the deficit when the dynamic effects of a shrinking economy are included. Now, one further note on that tax increase that she's proposed, and I think this is worth discussing. During the DNC, Harris promised that she would deliver a middle-class tax cut that would benefit more than 100 million Americans. We don't know what that looks like yet. We haven't seen any details to back that up. Her campaign has also followed up on the Biden administration's promise not to raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. But As I said, she's proposing to raise the corporate income tax. And corporate income taxes, it turns out, aren't paid just by businesses. In fact, no taxes are paid by businesses. Taxes are paid by people. The Joint Committee on Taxation, a bipartisan congressional number-crunching entity, ran the numbers on that proposed corporate income tax hike when Biden proposed it as part of his budget earlier this year. And according to their analysis, even Americans in the lowest income category, which they classify as people who earn less than $10,000 a year, even those people would see a small tax hike if the corporate income tax is increased. And that's because higher corporate taxes are passed along to consumers, employees, and investors in the form of higher prices, lower wages, and lower investment returns. So if you buy things, or you have a job, or you save for retirement, higher corporate taxes will fall on you, no matter how many times Biden and Harris and their supporters claim otherwise. So this is something that's important to keep in mind when you're evaluating the two proposals here, competing proposals from Trump and Harris. So for now, I think we're looking at two candidates here, Trump and Harris, who are both effectively promising to continue what has been a pretty foolish status quo for the past few decades, giving Americans a more expensive government than what we are paying for, promising to hike spending and cut taxes and not do anything to try to keep the balance, to keep the budget balanced. And ultimately, that means, of course, putting the tab on the next generation. I'm Eric Boehm for Reason Magazine. You can check out more of our coverage of the campaign at Reason.com. I've also got a new season of my podcast, Why We Can't Have Nice Things, premiering next week. You can find that at Reason.com and also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your pods. And I hope you'll check it out.